This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. The annual STEM posters at the Arkansas Capitol takes place in Little Rock February 20th. The event allows undergraduate students from colleges and universities across the state to participate in showing off their research on posters to the public, especially to state lawmakers. Arkansas State University will be sending students to this event. Telling us more is the founder of the state event, Dr. Patrick DeRochers. He's a professor of chemistry and department chair at the University of Central Arkansas. Emily Devereaux is executive director of Arkansas State University's Research and Technology Transfer. DeRochers joined the interview over the phone and told more about the event.
Sure, we've got what will be about 100 to 110 college students from across the state of Arkansas. We've got 18 different campuses participating, so it involves four-year public and private schools are sending students. These students will cover just about every STEM discipline you can imagine: computer science, biology, engineering, mathematics, chemistry, physics, and so forth. And each one of them is going to be at the Capitol in the rotunda for 2 hours, and they'll be there standing at a poster presentation of the work that they do back in their research laboratories, back in their home campuses. So they're going to be presenting this to anyone who wishes to come by. Our target audiences tend to be elected representatives and senators, the governor, policy people down in the Capitol, as well as lately for the last couple of years, we've had a good turnout of high school students who've come in to talk to these students, college students from around the state.
So tell us about how this program, STEM Posters of the Capitol, tell me how it got started, if you don't mind, please.
Sure, I will. I knew you were going to ask me that, so I went back and checked my dates. And so if I go back, the first idea in my mind was in about 2008, and there's a national organization called CUR, Council on Undergraduate Research. And CUR is currently headquartered in Washington, and they advocate for undergraduate STEM research and undergraduate STEM education nationwide. And CUR has been an advocate for these kinds of meetings to be held at your state capitol to promote the education that's being done in STEM disciplines across the state. Every 2 years, CUR hosts a Posters on the Hill event, which is at the Capitol in Washington. And what they advocate, and this is where I got the idea, I went to one of these workshops at one of their national meetings, and they said, you know what you should do is you really ought to also be doing these at your state capitals. And there are some states that have much, much longer histories than we do that I always look to as examples. And so some of the leaders in doing this nationwide are states like Missouri. Truman State, I think, is the main campus where they organized out of. Kentucky, Missouri, Murray State is one of the campuses that organized it for Kentucky. And North Carolina, UNC Asheville or Greensboro, is one of the main organizing campuses. So other states have a longer history of doing this. I know Minnesota also has a very good one. And so I thought, I mean, why not Arkansas? Our geography is such that it shouldn't be hard for people to get to the Capitol in Little Rock.
How did you go about the process of organizing everything from scratch?
Well, let me begin. None of what we're doing would be possible if it wasn't true that across the entire state we have faculty who are working with students in their laboratories. So number one, I knew these people professionally from meetings, from talking to them around the state. So I knew these people existed. I knew their students were out there. So I knew it was just a case of one person, somebody, sort of orchestrating this gathering in Little Rock. And so I ended up being that person. It always takes somebody who's interested in seeing it get off the ground, and I guess I was that somebody. So our first incarnations of this that I've been involved with were around 2008 of fall, and there was then an organization called the, AAPU, Arkansas Association of Public Universities, I think it was what it was called. And they were having a statewide meeting held at the Peabody 1 year, and then the next year it was held at the Doubletree. And so I sort of weaseled my way into some space, and I said, hey, I'm going to have about 10 or 15 students from across the campus. Do you mind if we show our posters? They said no, but it wasn't really the highlight of the meeting. And then our first step over to the Capitol, which is where I really wanted to be, I wanted to be in the rotunda. So our first step at the Capitol was around, 2009, I think, that January. And that was piggybacked on ASTA, Arkansas State Technology Association, was doing a research day at the Capitol. But it wasn't exactly what I wanted our program to look like. And so a couple of years went by where it kind of ruminated in my mind, and I got my ideas together. And I was checking my dates, and the nearest that I can find, my first incarnation of what it looks like now was right around 2012. And after talking to some people in the Capitol, they suggested which months were the best to do it. They said February was a good time to do it. They said a Wednesday in February was a good time to do it. And when I say good time, it would be a time when reps and senators would be, you know, in the Capitol, active and around the building. And that's exactly what I wanted. And so right around 2011, I put together what you sort of see now, where we have a pretty well-organized group. Back then, maybe about 12 campuses statewide. Now we're up to about 18 campuses statewide. Back then, about 70 students. Now we're well over 100 students. So we've got more college students going. So that's how we got to that point.
Patrick DeRocher and Emily Devereaux join us here on the Created State podcast here on KASU, Created State, Making Connections That Count. And we think about that title. How does this particular STEM poster display help make connections to legislators and to others in making those vital connections?
Sure. This is one thing I'm very passionate about. I'm a big believer in science being digestible, distributing it to the public. You know, our science is no good, and our engineering is no good if we don't talk about it and share it with the public. And so one thing that I'm very passionate about is the really high-quality educational experiences. And I'm not saying that just as an educator in Arkansas. I mean that as a scientist. Arkansas offers fantastic educational opportunities at both public and private schools across the state. And one of the best ways to communicate that, to show that, is through the students themselves. So these students who are doing this work are excited about it. They're passionate about it. They're from cities all across the state of Arkansas, you know, from large and small. They're from all over the place. And to have students from that broad cross-section of Arkansas in the Capitol advocating for this educational experience is a really important thing. It's connecting the public, I think, making the public aware and our legislators aware that these opportunities are available here in the state. Other connections that I would say, and it never hurts to show legislators where their money is going. You know, that's always a big issue. You know, if you spend money on education or state schools in the state or for state grants that a lot of these researchers are earning, where's the money going? And this is a real face. When you have a student standing there and describing the very interesting work that they're doing, it is a real face of an actual student from cities in Arkansas that are benefiting directly from this support, and that never hurts. From a larger perspective, maybe when you think of the creativity and the connection, if you ask any granting agency, especially National Science Foundation, for example, a big aspect of any grant would be the broader impact. What is it that you're doing with my research money that is benefiting the broader interests of a community, of a state, the infrastructure in a state? And many of these students can speak directly to that in their research. One example that comes to mind is we have a gentleman here, UCA, works in the biology department that does really interesting research on rice. And, I mean, rice is huge in Arkansas. And so to have a student talking about work that they're doing at a campus in Arkansas that can directly impact a huge industry in Arkansas is really a good connection to the state. Timber is another one that comes to mind. We have folks that do work on timber and wood-related products. So I think that's an example of some of the things I get excited about with this program.
You know, Pat, to add to what you're saying about the connections and the students when they're in their rotunda and presenting, I remember this past year how students from different programs within the state, like LSAMP and McNair, some of the ones that go to different campuses for different experiences. They go and they spend, you know, a few weeks out of the summer in another lab. And then these students come back together and they're presenting together in the rotunda. They're seeing how all the different universities work together within the state. And it enhances how they see how the state is connected and how higher education and research is conducted. Also, last year, I remember a high school student coming up and saying, I did not realize that when I get to college, I get to do this level of research. It's a real eye-opener to students and showing them what they can do and what they can aspire to do and how peers, they're just a few years older than them, how they look up to them and how they can influence them when they get to the different campuses in Arkansas and get them involved and serve as peer mentors.
But that's a great point, Emily. I agree with everything you said. I was sitting here nodding while you were talking. So Thank you for sharing that. I totally agree with that.
And one thing I was going to ask, Emily, how do you get Arkansas State University students involved in this particular poster display there at the Capitol?
Well, first I have to send out a huge thank you on behalf of all the different universities to, you know, Dr. Rochers about how he organizes this and what he has brought the level of standards to of this event to. I got involved with this event back about 4 years ago, and I've just seen this huge growth and the organization and the participation, and it's all because of the art that he does in putting this together. And it also, then that visibility goes back to the faculty and the students. They see what this event is in the state, and they want to be a part of it. So it's not real hard to get, you know, abstracts to be submitted for this event. You know, it does its work for itself. And we get many more abstracts than what can really truly be presented in the rotunda, because we have all of these universities that are presenting, and we have to, you know, we have to rank, we have to work with the faculty and the students. And if you don't get in one year, you're going to get in the next. You know, it's kind of like that rite of passage, and getting to present is a high honor for this event, because it is, you know, not everybody is accepted. You know, we have to spread the wealth, and they work very hard, and it's a learning experience for them too. They've really learned the art of abstract writing, a good poster presentation, and the faculty join their students. They want to be at this event as well. So the buy-in from Arkansas State University hasn't been hard. They've seen the event, and they want to be a part of it, just like the other universities in the state.
All right. And so what is the overall goal, Dr. DeRochers, on having something like this? Is it outreach? Is it for the students? Is it kind of a combination of all the things? What do you, every year when you do this, what do you hope to be able to get out of it?
Well, there's many things, so let's list just a few. As a state university in Arkansas, and ASU's in the same boat, you know, UCA, part of our mission is to serve the state. The state funds our campus. We get state dollars. And so what are you doing with that? Well, part of that is we have a mission to reach Arkansans. And part of reaching Arkansans is to let Arkansans know that these educational opportunities are existing right here in the state. They don't need to go to Missouri. They don't need to go to Texas. They don't need to go to Oklahoma. They can stay here and earn the same kind, in many cases, better educational experiences. And so I feel like it's, you know, as a state university employee, it kind of is helping the university, you know, meet its mission of reaching Arkansans in the state. So part of that's communicating and recruiting students. You know, another part of it too, and I think this is important for the whole Arkansas community, is for people in the state of Arkansas to realize that the science and engineering that we're doing can affect their life in a positive way. So the rice industry I mentioned is one example, can directly impact that industry. The folks that are doing work on timber can affect that industry. We have people that are doing work a great deal of environmental work, where you see people who are analyzing stream health and cave health throughout north central Arkansas. So a lot of the research that you see these people doing is not something, you know, in some far corner of the world. It's right here in Arkansas. And so it's not just an educational opportunity, but an end product of that work can benefit people directly in the state of Arkansas. And I think it's important to let the public know that that's going on. One of the things I'm most excited, and I'm happy to hear Emily say this, is the high school students becoming kind of connected with this. I really would like to see more of these high school students to look more seriously at educational opportunities right here in the state. And one of the best ways to show it is to show them college students who just 2 years ago, just 3 years ago, were not any different than they are. They were high school seniors. They were deciding where they want to go to college, whether they could do anything cool, and then finding out by going to the Capitol, wow, look at the variety of things that I could do at all these different universities here in the state. And so that's another goal. And I think I'm a product of state universities in both my undergraduate and my graduate training. And so I have a warm spot in my heart for state universities. I work at a state university, and so I feel very much connected to the mission that we have for serving people in the state.
You know, Dr. Rochers, another thing that I could say a very positive learning experience that the students experience is that they are helping shape policy. they're communicating their work. They're communicating the research that's vital for the state. And then their faces light up when their elected officials come by and talk to them and show intentional interest, because they do. We have great elected officials within the state. Mm-hmm. And they care about our students, and they care about the universities and the work that's being done. And the students being able to learn how to communicate what they're doing, communicate it to the public, is a very essential tool that they need before they graduate. And they also are learning how to communicate, not just orally and, through these poster presentations, but they're learning how to reach out to their elected officials in the public by writing letters and inviting them to the event. Our students here really enjoyed getting the letters together these past couple of weeks and signing them and sending out, like, this is an official letter, and my elected official is going to read this. And we've already received feedback from their representatives that they're attending. They were excited to get the letter. They've already reached out back to Shane Broadway at our ASU system office. They've reached out to the students. They've reached out to our office. So I think, the elected officials have really realized, and they know about this event, and they look forward to this event, and they like communicating and interacting with our students.
And Emily, by way of getting students ready for this, how early do you start by way of saying, hey, this is coming up? Because it's going to be, I don't know if we mentioned this or not, it's going to be on February the 20th at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. So when do you start that process of recruiting students and saying, hey, you need to be thinking about this and getting those abstracts together?
We say at the beginning of the fall, and then Dr. Rocher sends out that email, the portal is open. Let's go ahead and start getting these abstracts out. And like I said, he's very organized. This event is very organized, and I think that's part of the success. But students are ready to start. They already have their abstracts in hand, and they start submitting as soon as we send that out. So, they're ready for it. And then after the abstracts are chosen, and we have confirmation of who all is presenting, we go through different renditions of communication. We help them with their posters and help make this a teaching moment. And they already know too about the letters, that communication piece is something that we really use as a learning experience for this event on the campus.
Dr. DeRochers, how are you able to, and I know this is something that you do in February, but of course I can't help but to think that the legislative session is taking place right now. How are you able to do it around the different sessions so that way legislators get an opportunity, or every legislator gets an opportunity to be able to come by and see this? Because I would imagine that you have some that are in sessions and different committee meetings and that. Can you tell a bit about how that works, how you try to maybe stagger it a little bit, or how do you do that?
Sure. Well, I can speak directly to that. So let's start with the day of the week. This was based on feedback from some of our local reps, Stephen Meeks and so forth, and they suggested, well, a Wednesday is a good day. It's a good day in the Capitol. Wednesday is when you're going to have the most traffic. Okay, so we decided on a Wednesday. Then what month should you do it? Well, they suggested that earlier in the session, February. I've noticed, I've done it a couple of times in January. I like February better. February is far enough in where people have got the lay of the land, new people have, but it's not so far in that there's as many burning issues as you'll have later in the session. So February is a good month, a Wednesday in February. How do we do the time of day? Well, we used to do it about an hour earlier. So right now, for folks who are listening, if they want to visit us at the Capitol, if they show up between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on February 20th, that's when the meat of it will be going on. We used to do it a little earlier in the morning, and one of the challenges, you hit on it exactly, Jonathan, one of the challenges was committee. I had reps and senators who were running to one committee and running to another committee, and they were very apologetic, and I felt, wow, what can we do to fix that? And it was suggested that if we moved it a little later so that our sessions kind of overlap with lunch, if you will, that we might be able to catch a rep or senator 30 minutes before lunch or 30 minutes into their lunch, but we've got snacks there for people that want to come through, so they can at least grab a bite to eat on the way. But it has been a challenge, and these are busy people, and there's no way right now to predict what major bill might be being discussed on the Capitol that day, which could impinge on attendance. I mean, that's just the nature of being in that building. But we do the best we can, and so we've adjusted the month. We've adjusted the day of the week, and we've adjusted the time of day to try to find the optimal time for being there. And this is the reason why I'm a fan doing it in the rotunda. In some states, they'll do it at another building where the reps and senators would have to go to that other building. At least in the rotunda, we're just down the hall from the governor's office. We're just down the hall from the House chambers, just down the hall from the Senate chambers, just down the hall from committee rooms. It is an ideal location, and I really need to give a shout-out to the Secretary of State's office. I've learned a little civics here. If anybody needs to have any help at the Capitol, you contact the Secretary of State's office, and every single person in that office, especially the liaison that I interact with mostly, have been extremely helpful. So it's been Jonathan Runnels in years past, the people have been extremely helpful. So it helps to know the right person to call, and Emily made a point about the organization. Part of the organization, Emily, was trial and error to find who the right people to call are, and now I know Secretary of State is a big partner in getting this organized at the Capitol.
And Emily, just the presence of being there is huge.
It is. The presence for the students, for the faculty, it's a big honor for them, and it's a real motivation for the research and getting to be able to present what they've worked on, because they're proud of their work. They've put in a lot of work.
Sure.
And having that honor and getting to talk to those who come by their poster, and it's an opportunity that students keep talking about and that faculty have had a tremendous buy-in. They want to go. They want to be there too, right beside the poster. There's, you know, they light up when that elected official or that high school student, or we also get high school teachers that have graduated from our campuses that come by and, you know, really support that event. I'm seeing students or high school students that were students that presented at the event, and they're big champions of the event, and they're bringing their students by.
And I know Arkansas State obviously is very, very proud to be a part of this event.
Absolutely. We are very, we feel honored to get to participate and work with Dr. Rushers in this event. And I want to say a thank you to our ASU System Office for what they do to help push this as well. They come by, they support our students, our, you know, all of our system, our president of the system, our vice presidents, and Shane Broadway. They come by and they talk with our students, and they invite them over and make them feel very special and give them a big, you know, luncheon and talk to them about what that means to, you know, education and what they're gaining from education. And it's a way for our UNF university officials to really buy in and talk to the students personally.
Emily Devereaux is Executive Director of Arkansas State University's Research and Technology Transfer, and Dr. Patrick DeRochers is Professor of Chemistry and Department Chair at the University of Central Arkansas. STEM Posters at the Arkansas Capitol takes place Wednesday, February 20th. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the Create at State podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, where you can listen on the NPR app. And please tell others about the Create at State podcast. Also, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections and Create at State.